Hello, Audio Boo people. All one word here. 16:15. 16:16 hours on Wednesday, the 27th of August, 2014. Currently on the A303 eastbound. Just about to see Stonehenge coming up. Not really bothered about Stonehenge now because I kind of, you know, because I live about two, three mile away from Stonehenge. Yeah, it's just one of those things, isn't it? So, horrible, horrible day. And currently recording this using Bostock Studio on an iPhone 5S. And I wanted to talk... oh my life, what's this roundabout doing? I wanted to talk about Hyperlapse. So, Bernie Goldback, who's at Top Gold, kind of included me in a link or sent me a link a few weeks ago now about this thing called Hyperlapse. And it was it Google or Microsoft? It was Microsoft, Bernie, wasn't it? Yeah. It was Microsoft, a team at Microsoft had developed this way of stringing time-lapse images together into a movie clip that made it really nice and smooth. And what I mean by that is let's say someone is wearing a GoPro with a head mount, or a GoPro on a helmet. And I use GoPro because GoPro has a time-lapse feature built in, which is actually really good. So one of the things they discussed in this article on Hyperlapse was they developed this algorithm to put the photograph in its relevant geospace, insofar as time-lapse images on a kind of, let's say, a human mount, you know, from a human's point of view, are going to be a little bit up, a little bit down, or a lot up, a lot down. So what the article was going on about was that it picks the correct images, it kind of stabilizes them, it pitches them at the right height, and the software that they developed. Look, there's Stonehenge with about 300 people around it, and it's absolutely hoofing it down with rain. Oh, how we laugh. I'm sure it'd be different if I was at some World Heritage site that I'd never really seen before, so I shouldn't mock, but never mind. So the software that developed would string all of these images together, put them together in the right place, and the film would look really nice. It would look better than a general time-lapse movie. So basically the article that it was just said that Microsoft were on this and they were dealing with it, you know, kind of look out for what's coming in the future kind of context. Instagram released an app very, very recently, within the past... Oh, my God, people are rubbernecking. Oh, my life. Oh, they are from Munich. You're allowed to rubberneck because you have never seen it before. I'm not mocking. I've got German family. Okay, my mother-in-law is German. But there are a lot of cars here that are rubbernecking at Stonehenge. Causes accidents, people. Still 60 mile an hour on this road, not 10. I will get back to it. Es tut mir leid, as they say. Instagram brought out an app very recently, within the past few days, called Hyperlapse. And I tweeted Bernie Goldback. It was actually just to notify him that this app and it had been released. And it was in the App Store, the Apple App Store. And I don't know whether it's available on other devices yet. I don't know. I just he kind of tweeted back with some joke about blah 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 real phones, blah blah blah. I don't know. It was kind of a visual version of White Noise. Something he went on about real phones. Never mind. So I've just had a quick shot of this Hyperlapse thing, and what I've actually come to realise then is that it's not true Hyperlapse in that kind of regard, as you know, in comparison to how Microsoft were kind of working out how to do this thing with clever algorithms and geospace and geotagging and blah blah blah. What it does is it records a video clip of however long you want it to be, and when it works its magic, it obviously just drops, you know, X amount of frames out of the video clip. And the resultant video clip looks like a Hyperlapse clip, but I personally wouldn't class it as a Hyperlapse clip because it hasn't used the same method. It's just dropping frames out of a movie clip. Anyway, it looks really good, and the app is free. It's by Instagram, and you can once you've created the clip, you can save it and share it to what appears only to be Facebook and Instagram. I don't think it shares to anything else. So there you go, Hyperlapse in the Apple App Store. Have a look. I mean, it's a bit of fun, I suppose. I think I'll give it a good test. I like it. I like the look of it. I like the sounds that it produces when you tap the buttons and it moves from kind of, you know, from screen to screen, mode to mode, kind of thing. I like this. They've done a lot of work into that. I see. Right then. Okay. So that was it, basically. Hyperlapse. It's free in the Apple App Store, so if you've got an Apple device, go and have a look. It's worth it. It's free. It's got to be good if it's free. Well, it might not be good, but at least it's free. If you don't like it, delete it. See ya.
All one word.
All one word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
One word.
Out.